Praise the Lord, everybody. Great is our God. The greatness of the Lord.
Greatness of the Lord is inconceivable.
The love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the Lord,
the power of the Lord
is unbeatable.
Unbeatable.
Great is. It's inconceivable. The love that he showed is unconditional. The power of the Lord is unbeatable. Great is. Now put your hand together. God is great. Come on, clap your hand and help me. And he's greatly
to.
Help me sing it. Children, the greatness of the Lord is inconceivable, because the love that is shown
is unconditional.
The power of the Lord
is unbeatable.
Great is. Now put it right there. God is great. And he's great led
to.
Help us out.
God is great.
And he's great there too.
And greatly to be praised.
Come on, clap your hands in the room. Help me say it.
God is great.
Yes, Lord. And he's great there too.
And greatly to be praised.
Yes, he is.
God is great.
Yeah. And he's great there too.
And greatly to be
now,
praised.
Watch it, Lord. Great praise. Come on, kingdom. Clap your hand in heaven and say, God.
God is the
right. That's it. Give him one. Oh, you're not giving it like you know how to give it. Come on.
Ricky Dillard. God is great as he is so great. Welcome to today's service. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. Today's service is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Both books written by me, Franklin Dottie D. Lewis. Pick up some copies and help support the shows. Our new number here is 515-602-9603. 515-602-9603. And before we get started with Pastor Cooper, I just want to put a prayer up for my family that they get together and find some peace, and especially the ones up in Altadena, California. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Pastor Cooper. Good morning, Pastor Cooper, or good afternoon.
Amen. Good afternoon to you, too.
Amen, Brother amen. Lord,
just amazed by what I'm seeing out my window. It's a beautiful scene altogether. Blue skies breaking through clouds. And just a little while ago, it was snowing. And then all of a sudden now we have blue skies. Spring is just a couple of days away.
Yes.
It's like spring is wrestling with winter. This is just my take on it. And winter just doesn't want to let it go. But spring
climate
is breaking
change.
Through. Because the sky is blue again now. And sure, just a little while ago, snow was coming down like it was in December. So you just don't ever know what's going to happen. But the beautiful thing is that God is still in control. And no matter what your issues are, no matter how they look, they may be gray skies today, but I assure you, God has the ability to make blue skies come tomorrow. And if you just hang in there, God will work it out.
Amen.
God will work it out. Because the lovely thing about this is that we all stand in the same situation, standing on the same platform. Everybody needs God.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Even the ones who don't say it, they need him the most.
Uh-huh.
Even the ones who don't acknowledge him, they need him the most.
Yep.
Even the ones that act like they don't want him, they need him the most. So we all need God for something. And so
Amen.
We just recognize him today and take a few moments in prayer and give God thanks just for being God. And we thank you right now, Lord, for all that you do and all that you're doing. We ask you to work our situations out, amen. Meet us all at the point of our needs, because one thing you know, Lord, is that we all have need of you. And we thank you right now, Lord. Whether that need be sickness, whether it be finances, whether it be relationships, whether it be depression, sorrow, or pain, whatever the case may be, we all need God for something. We ask you right now to move in our behalves. In Jesus' name, amen. We know you can do it, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And we thank you. Amen. Go with me, if you will, to the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John. I'd like to read a few verses from that. Beginning at verse 1. John chapter 1. And in verse 1, it talks about in the beginning. In the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. And the Word was with God. getting some distortion somewhere. I'm going to go back and start over. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. All things were made by him. Hallelujah. So what we want to do is focus on all things today. All things. All things. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Amen. All Amen. Of your heart. And the thing I believe is that a lot of people tend to expect God to give them his all, but yet they won't give him all of them. They want all of God, but they won't give God all of them. Am I talking to anybody? And when we learn, amen, that God deals in all. He's not a God that just deals with some of it. He deals in all of it. He says in that Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse, he said, we acknowledge him in all of our ways, not just the ones we want to make public to him, because he knows them all anyway. But if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, Bible says he will direct our paths. I don't know about you, but like I said in week past, I need his direction. How many need God's direction?
Yes, amen.
Yes, amen.
And I'm going to say this, and we all know we do, even if we don't say we do, we need God's direction. Because God is the only one, amen, who can tell you which way to go, because he knows about it before you do. He gives us divine direction. He's not in the natural realm. He doesn't have things that are roadblocks. He doesn't have walls that can keep him from seeing which way to go. He doesn't have roadblocks. Amen. He has total and complete divine clarity. And he can see, amen, where we need to go. And he can lead us, praise the living God. And he can lead you, amen. He can lead you through it, or he can lead you to it, or he can lead you around it, because he's God.
Amen.
I like the 23rd Psalm, where it says, he leadeth me. He leadeth me. Beside the still waters. He leadeth me. He leadeth us. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, he said, for his name's sake. Let God lead you. And what's been happening, and this is why we have so many difficulties in life. You see, the whole world is in difficulty because everybody's trying to lead God.
Yes.
How can you lead the one that made you? Psalm 23 says clearly, the Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say we're the Lord's shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And he says, I shall not want. And as long as we let God lead you, you shall not want. Because God deals with a component than man does. Man is used to dealing with some of it oftentimes, or a part of it, praise God. But everything about God wants you to have it all. He deals in all, praise God. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting ready to bind some stuff. I have to do it because in order for this message to go out, because the devil don't want you to know God wants you to have it all. The devil wants you to keep on picking pieces and thinking you got to settle for this and settle for that. The devil right now, he's a liar. So we're binding, praise the living God. Everything that the devil is trying to send to distract, to put a roadblock on, or to do anything to cause this call from doing anything but saving somebody's life.
Yes, amen.
Because God wants you to have it all. He's always wanted you to have it all. He wants you to have all of it, praise the living God.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke to me, and he said, I need somebody. He was speaking to me. I need someone to tell my people about the power I have given them. And then he said, all of it. I was moved when he said all of it. Don't hold back. Let them know about all of it, praise the living God. Let them know what I say about them. Let them know that I call them what I call them. The Bible says, the Bible says that ye are gods.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all of you are children of the Most High. So because you're the child of children of the Most High, there are some privileges that you have coming, some rights, some authority that you have. And we haven't been living in it because the devil has not wanted God's people to know that they are gods. But I stopped by today to tell you, amen, that that's what you are. And anything God says you are, that's what you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah. You may endure a little fist fight every now and then, but God will give you the victory because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. You may have to endure some difficulty sometimes, but know, amen, that battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And how many know when God is fighting your battle, God doesn't lose?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maybe I ought to say that again. When God is fighting our battles, take comfort in the fact that God does not lose.
Yes.
I don't read anywhere, any place in the Bible where it says God loses. He'll give you victory, praise the living God, even when it looks like the odds are against you. Who am I talking to? Because sometimes it looks like you're so wrapped up and backed up against the wall, look like there's no way, no how you're going to win this thing. And then here comes God. Out of nowhere, praise the living God. And he makes a way out of no way. And to turn that thing around, even though it looks so bad, you don't know what you're going to do. Who am I talking to?
Amen.
Somebody all over the world, people all over the world are going through things. They're enduring difficulties and trials and tribulations right now. And it may look like you don't know what you're going to do. But if you stand still, you'll see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Don't be afraid to pray, praise God.
Because
God's got it all worked out for you. Amen. He's invested too much of himself in you to watch you perish. He wants you to win. He wants you to be victorious. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, so we could win. Because he didn't want to see any of us lose. I don't know about you. I don't mind fighting battles, but I don't like losing.
No, me either.
Nope.
I'm glad I heard something because I thought I'd have all kinds of amens on that. I don't like losing.
Nope.
No, amen.
And the beautiful thing about it, in Christ, we don't have to lose. Praise the living God. We don't have to lose, praise God, because he'll give you the victory.
Yes.
You need to tell the devil right now out loud. Say it with me. Say, I have the victory, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Everything God says is the truth, and the truth has made us free. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will make you free. The truth will make you free. But if you don't know the truth, you can't be free. This is why we come together, amen, and get in God's word. And in the short time that we have, praise the living God, we try to uncover as much truth as we can because there are a whole lot of people in bondage right now, today even, who need to be made free.
Yeah.
If that someone is you, amen, you can rejoice because today is your day of deliverance because the word of God is true. And everything that God says, he means. And when Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free, get ready to be made free right now, right now, right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Quit asking God for a little bit of things. Quit asking God for little bitty things. God wants to give you all things.
Yes, and I want it all.
Yes.
He wants you to have it all. He wants you to be able to do it all. Praise God. I love listening to Jesus, because Jesus tells us like this. He said, if you believe on me, and you can check it in John 14, verse 12. He said, if you believe on me, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. Not some of them, but all of them.
Yes.
And then he goes on and says, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Ah, God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm so filled, amen, with the Spirit right now and with the Word of God. I have so many directions I can go, but I'm letting the Holy Spirit lead me, because sometimes, amen, I feel so on fire. I'm trying to ask the Lord, which direction should I turn? Because he knows who needs what, praise God, in the listening audience. And I pray he gives me something that's going to bless somebody today.
Yes, amen.
So I'm going to make some noise for the Lord, because I have the opportunity, and I pray right now, amen, that somebody, somewhere, will be made free.
Amen.
I don't know about you, amen, but in the place I live, we need to be made free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The world is in turmoil, and the whole world needs to be made free. And we, people of God, the ones who God has chosen and set apart and called by his name, praise the living God, we are the ones who can make a difference. We can help turn this thing around.
Yes, yes, amen.
If we know the truth. If we know the truth. They're talking about things right now that we've never talked about ever in life as possibilities in this world, politically, globally, all over the place. And we are the ones with the power. It may seem like that they have all the power, but God has given us the power. And we need to realize this, because Jesus said he's leaving us with his peace. Peace, he said. Peace I leave with you. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. In other words, I'm leaving here, but I'm going to leave you with my peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And he goes on and says, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's some powerful peace. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's wonderful.
Yes.
And then, you know, when we're talking, especially on today, because I feel the Spirit of the Lord, when we're talking, you got to allow me a few minutes just to give God some praise. Hallelujah, because he's so awesome, amen. It's hard to just keep on going. He's doing so much. He's so powerful. He's so good to me. How about you?
Yes, amen.
He's so good to me. Go with me to Mark, and I'm going to show you about Jesus, because he means what he says. Go with me to Mark, chapter 4, and begin reading with me. At verse 35, please. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. We welcome everyone who's on the line today. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And it says, and the same day, are you with me?
Yes.
And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. This is Jesus. He's speaking to his disciples. Amen. He's ministering all the time. He just got through ministering. Now he's getting ready to leave that area and go over to the other side. Praise God. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Imagine that, being on a ship, amen, and the waves and the storm is so great that now the ship is full of waves, and you're right out there in the middle of the storm. I call that a storm. Amen. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you have storms in your life that are treating you the same way, beating down on you, and you don't know what to do. Praise the living God.
Yes.
And the Bible says, and the ship was now full. And he came, and he was in the hinder part of the ship. That's in the rear of the ship, asleep on a pillow. We're talking about Jesus. How many of those storms don't trouble Jesus?
Yeah.
See, when you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen. When you tell, when you know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that you are one with God, you're not a part of God, you're one with God. Storms don't trouble you like they trouble other people because you're walking by faith and not by sight. And you know faith has the power, amen, to overrule any storm.
Yes, amen.
And he went to sleep. He was asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? In other words, we about to die on this ship. Don't you care? This problem is about to tear us up. Don't you care? We about to be overcome by these circumstances. Don't you care? Carest thou not that we perish?
Mm.
And he arose. How many know when you call on the name of Jesus, he will arise?
Amen.
He will arise.
Yes. Amen.
And he arose. All you got to do is practice calling on the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Quit calling that girlfriend or that brother. Quit calling that sister or that person that can't help you. Get on your knees and ask the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord when you find yourself in turmoil.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Jesus, come into my life. Help us.
And the Bible says, and he arose, brother. And he arose,
amen,
sister. And rebuked the wind.
Amen.
And he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, he said, peace, be still. That's the kind of peace he gave you in John 14:27. He gave you the kind of peace that could calm the storms in your life.
Amen.
So he said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. You understand that? It means it ceased. It may have been terrible. It may have been a hurricane. It may have been a tornado. But when Jesus spoke to it, it had to cease. Why? Because he has divine authority. And I stop by to tell you that Christ in you right now today is your hope of glory.
Amen.
And the same Jesus that calmed the storm on the sea, he can calm any storm in your life if you just call on his name. My question is, what are we waiting for? Why do we need any more? What are we waiting for? And he told his disciples, because the first thing he did was took care of the situation. So he said, he arose and rebuked the wind. He didn't lecture the boys yet. He didn't say nothing to the disciples yet. He took care of the issue. How many know God wants to take care of your issue right now?
Yes, yes. Yes.
If you have an issue, this is your day. God wants to take care of your issue. Just call on his name and he will arise.
Mm.
Yes.
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was, guess what? And there was a great calm. My God.
Yes.
My God. Whatever that thing is that's been troubling you, whether it be your finances, there's getting ready to be a great calm when you call on Jesus. Amen. Yeah. It may be a social situation. It may be a medical condition. Whatever it is, amen, there's getting ready to be great calm. Who am I talking to?
Amen. Right here.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then he said to them, talking about the disciples, and then he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Waking me up? He didn't mean it like this. That was me. But the truth is, he said, I didn't do anything that you couldn't have done if you were not so fearful. If you had faith, you could have did just what I did. See, there's only two ways you can be. You can be faithful or you can be fearful. faithful or fearful?
Yeah.
Amen. And,
yes.
and I say that because when you're fearful, you're faithless. And when you're
yes.
faithful, you're fearless.
Amen.
One cancels out the other. You can't be both at the same time. When you're full of faith, you have no fear. But when you're full of fear, you have no faith. So he asked the question, why are you so full of fear? Oh, ye of little faith. And he goes on, he says, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? Who is this that we have riding on the ship with us? He said that even the wind and the sea obey him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we just lost Pastor Cooper while we're waiting for him to come back. Let's go right here.
Sometimes you take away things in my life. Sometimes you take away what seems so right, so right. Sometimes you strip away all of my pride.
Okay, just checking to make sure everybody's online.
Okay.
Cooper went off. Hope he'll call okay. back. All right, thank you.
More lonely night.
Former guest on Donnie D's So, well, actually, she was on Soul Sundays, but actually, she was another guest on Behind the Curtains TV show. I met her through Pastor Cooper's sister, and she brought her down, and it was a great day. Let's go right here. Let's see. Put a prayer in today. The lines
yes.
are open. Okay, go right in here. Your name and where you calling from?
This is Camille. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'd like to put in a prayer for my family. After church last Sunday, I found out that my nephew had passed away. He was 57.
Yes.
So I'd like prayers for the family.
Amen and amen. Is his service today?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going.
Yeah, I think Natalie's going. She told me about it yesterday. I told her I already knew. But prayers
mm-hmm.
for the family and to his family, immediate family, and to all of you guys.
Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
And I'd like to put a prayer out for my family, especially Nicole, Natalie, the grandkids, Nadine, Marsha, Camille, you are a family, and Che, CJ, Leah, I've been trying to catch up with her and I haven't got an answer, but I hope she's okay, and
Amen,
just pray for God to take care of those people, and like Pastor Cooper said, he's back now. I'm going to pull him back on. Just ask God. All right, Pastor Cooper.
All right, we got disconnected somehow. I'm not sure how. I'm not even sure when. But I was in the process of speaking about how God will bless those and how he will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Basically, what I've been trying to say the whole time I've been coming on here, ever since the beginning, from the very first time I came on a call, I can't remember when it was, Brother Lewis, but basically what I've been saying is that we are so blessed. God has made sure that we have it all, and he wants us to have it all. He wants us to live it all. He wants us to do it all, and he wants us to be it all.
Amen.
And he's given
yes.
us every
Amen.
Possible way to do that. And all we have to do is just believe in Jesus. And if we
yes.
follow Jesus, amen, there's nothing we can't do.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, interruptions or something, they kind of get in the way a little bit. But sometimes, amen, I've learned to make everything serve me, even an interruption. Praise the living God.
Yes. Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
amen, by that interruption, maybe there's someone who needs to testify or talk about how the word has been blessing them or how the word is changing something in their life and how they want to apply the word, praise God, or whatever your prayer may be, because he's giving you everything you need. He can't give you any more than what he's given you.
No.
Now it's
no.
up to us. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
He's giving us all we can do. Now it's up to us. Are we going to use it or are we going to lose it?
Use it.
Yes.
Line is open.
Well, during the interruption, we took some prayer and some messages. Anybody else out there that'd like to put a prayer in? No, Camille put one in. I put one in. Anybody else? The lines are open. But, you know, I want to add on, put an addendum to my prayer. I just would like to also pray for this country and the world. This, you know, every time you turn on the TV, it's Biden, Trump, Biden, as if they are the leaders of the world, you know, as if they run the world. I haven't seen nothing on the news about God, nothing, ever. So,
and you know, nope. That's interesting that you say that, because the people of God have a responsibility to do that.
Yes.
And so what we have to do, and that's a good comment, a good observation, what we have to do is use what we have.
Yes, like we're doing this morning.
Use what we have in our hand and begin doing that, because the world, amen, belongs to God. And we are the representatives of God. We are the children of God. We are the ones who God, who people, the world can see God in us.
Yes, yes.
And as long as we're silent, and as long as we're hiding, and as long as we're keeping quiet and keeping our arms crossed like everything is okay, someone else will appear to be running the world.
Yes.
But the truth is, it belongs to God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes.
And we are God's children. We are his representatives. We are the ones who are supposed to let people know about the salvation and the saving grace that he's given us through Jesus Christ. And now he can fix anything, no matter how severe it is. We have been given power, praise the living God, to tell the storms in life to be still, whether it be storms, whether they be storms here or storms abroad. We have the power, amen, to say peace be still to whatever
peace
conflict is going on in the world.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I'm not sure when we got cut off, but I hope you heard the story about Jesus on the boat.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Because he's letting you know, amen, that same peace that he used, it's the same peace that we have. But the difference between him and us is that he's using his, and we're sitting on ours.
Amen. I have a question.
The question
for you,
is, when are we going to get up and start making some noise? I'm using what I have. This is a mouthpiece right here. And I'm using this as a means, amen, to get the word out to the world that Jesus Christ, amen, is the power of God. And he says all power has been given unto him in heaven and on earth. Try to take it.
Yes. Got a question for you, Pastor. And I've been wondering this for a while. What is the difference between a disciple?
I hope I can answer it first.
A disciple?
First, I pray I can answer it, because I don't know all the answers to everything. But
well,
I'll try.
I think you might know this one. The difference between an apostle and a disciple.
As it relates to what we're talking about today, because the reason I'm saying that's because my mind is on the power that God has given us. The disciples follow Jesus. Keep this in mind. They all work for God. They all work for Jesus. And we are in a dilemma right now as far as the critical condition that the world is in.
Yeah.
And anyone who works for God, they're all servants of God. And to be quite honest with you, my concern is more than anything, what can we do about the crises that we are facing today? Paul was an apostle. Amen. Paul was an apostle. And he started out, amen, as everything but an apostle. Peter and John were disciples. Amen. They followed Jesus. But everyone, disciples and apostles, Brother Lewis, they all follow Jesus Christ.
Okay, now did the apostles go out in the world and spread the message, or was that the disciples? Who was it who went out in the world?
Everybody, all of them did. Peter and John, when Jesus passed away, they took over and they went on. They started spreading the word. Paul, amen, who used to be a persecutor of the church, he became an apostle. He went out into the world and he began spreading the gospel, the good news. And that's what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to spread the gospel. We are supposed to also spread the good news.
All right, Camille, did I hear you?
I say that because, and please, take this to heart, everyone who hears me, that we've been all talk and no action, church. And it's time that we stop being talk and start being action. It's time that we stop being hearers only, but doers of the word. When are we going to start using what God has given us?
Mm-hmm.
So we can turn some things around. Not only locally, but globally. It's time.
All right. Camille, did you it's have time. Something? I heard your voice.
Are you talking to me? I was disagreeing.
What'd you say?
I was listening to what the pastor was answering your questions to, and I was saying yes.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the reason I voiced it like that was because, you know, every time, everything you say, you may not always get people to agree with you. So that's why I say I hope I can answer it because folk may or may not agree with you no matter what you say. So the whole thing is, as it relates to what God is telling me to say right now today, because that's what I am. I'm programmed to say what God has given me for today.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wants the people of God to know today is about the power that he has given you in Jesus Christ to turn circumstances around all over the world. And that's what he's been giving me to say from the first phone call we've ever made until right now today. I don't know if I can say anything else.
Yeah.
All I know is that this is what God's plan is. He's trying to turn his people around. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And I pray that someone somewhere, amen, is starting to get some answers because God is giving you all the power you need to do anything you'll ever need to do in his word.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Anything you ever need to do in his word is in his word. He'll give you. He's given us the power in his word to do anything we need to do.
Well, he's uplifted me today. I was in a down yesterday and the day before. There's issues with my family. And, you know, like you told me, Cooper, it's hard to raise grown folks. You know, and that sticks in my mind. It's hard to raise grown folks. And when the grown folks are still acting like children, mom and dad still got to jump in there. And, you know, it's I'm leaving it to God now. I'm so glad I
absolutely
called you
right.
today.
It's like that with ministry. I mean, it's like that even in ministry or whatever you do for the Lord. Amen. You find yourself in a position of stewardship. Where you are called upon to be a leader.
Yeah.
Amen. And so in order to be a good leader, amen, you have to follow the leader to be a good leader. And God is the best leader. And Jesus Christ, he's the chief shepherd, praise the living God. He's the good shepherd. And if we follow Jesus, we can lead any place, anywhere, anytime, if we do what he does. It's important that we do what he does.
Yes.
Because if we try to deviate in any kind of way, we could be in trouble. But just do what he does.
Yes. You know, when you say following God and Jesus, you know, I was looking at a picture that I found at Palomar's Junior High School. I'm sitting at a desk with a black leather jacket trying to look like Huey Newton. I've got LaWanna Jones and Karen Barlow and Mr. Joseph and Sharon, I can't remember her last name. She was twins. She had a bunch of sisters. But anyway, I looked at that picture and I was saying, wow, you know, I'm trying to be a Black Panther at this time. If I would have been sitting at that desk preaching and learning about God, I wonder where I'd be today or what would be my life today. Maybe that was what a path I was supposed to take, you know, to get to where I'm at today. You know, I guess God has a blueprint for all of us. But, yeah.
Well, God has a blueprint for you, all right. And you know, like I said, it's not a whole lot you can do looking back, but you can certainly look ahead, and God will lead you places. And I love the scripture that says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
Old things have passed away. Yes. All things have become new. Because what the devil likes to do, he likes to show you all the mistakes you ever made in life to show you how you're not qualified, amen, to sit at the right hand of God with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's trying to show me that now.
And he'll try to show you everything that you ever did, everything that you ever thought about doing wrong, and he'll try to use that against you because he never wants you to know. He never wants you to walk in the newness of life. Because as we grow, we develop. And as we develop, we mature. And as you mature, amen, you begin to see things and know things that God reveals to you that you may not have known if you hadn't given God time. And God knows the direction he has for you and me and everyone else. But all we have to do is keep our hand in Jesus' hand and let him lead us, praise the living God.
Yes, yesterday we talked on the phone, and I was explaining the situation about the car and the conflicts that had started. And the enemy has put in my mind and had to put him under my foot. It's all my fault. I should have never got her the car. You told me that I accomplished something, and I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, I accomplished something because I knew I was doing the right thing, but the enemy's telling me, no, you did the wrong thing. It's going to come back to bite you, you know, and it's been on my mind. But I just got to have faith in God that everything's going to go smooth, and there'll be a couple of bumps in the road, I'm quite sure. But, you know, with the car being in my name, but I just had to go for it, you know. At my age, I'm not going out to buy a new car, a new house, so I'm not really worried about credit scores right now. But that helped me, what you told me. That was a great phone call, like Trump says, a perfect phone call. But yeah, it was a great phone call yesterday.
Well, praise God for that, brother. And this is what, and I said this before, and I'll say it again, because there's a need for fellowship in the Word beyond just the Sunday services.
Yeah.
And we need to understand, because there are certain things that you can't say necessarily on the air, because I have respect for being on the air. You know, this is not like a personal one-on-one telephone conversation. So I probably wouldn't say everything or a lot of things. But when we get into a situation where we're studying the Bible as people of God via telephone calls or whatever the situation is, by all means, study your Word 7 days a week, please. And you'll find things out, amen, that'll keep you from making missteps, mistakes, and from gathering and from gaining misinformation. And that's what we need to do. We need to make the Word our life.
Amen.
All right.
Any other comments? Because we need to make the Word our life.
No.
Praise God. Y'all mighty quiet today. God bless you anyway.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. I needed this morning, Pastor. Needed this morning. And like I said, I need it every day, you know.
We need it every day, praise God.
Yeah.
We need it every day that we get up. We can't do this thing anymore without the Word, because the Bible says we're new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, and everything new about us is of God. So we have to use God's Word, amen, for our direction, for our strength, for our encouragement, for our joy, every day.
Every day.
Yes, amen.
every
don't
day.
Let a day go by where you don't share in the word or speak the word or study the word or do whatever the case may be, because God has given us his word for a reason. It's the greatest gift, amen, that he can give you. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if the word was God and God is eternal, that means the word still is God. So God is giving you himself in the word.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now we have to receive it. And now we have to receive it. Now we have to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
And soon and very soon, pretty soon, those scriptures will just become a part of your vocabulary because you know them so well because you studied them and you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, and it just becomes your language. And wherever you go, praise the living God. Even if you say hello, someone will hear the word.
Yes. Amen.
I know that might have been a little strong. My wife laughed. But she knows what I'm talking about because when the word is in you, the word is on you. And when the word is in you, God's presence is all over you.
Amen.
And everything will change when we change. And, you know, I want to share this real quickly before we go. May I please?
Go right ahead.
Jesus said to the storm, "Peace, be still." You know, I wish that people would get past the need to start to stop naming all these storms that are coming across the nation around the world. Quit naming these hurricanes Huey and Katrina. Quit giving them names. This is just me speaking. Don't give them names. When you give them a name, you give them validity.
Yes.
They don't need validity. They need to be stopped. I like how Jesus spoke to that storm. The one he was dealing with, he called it by the name he wanted it to be. So he said, peace. That's the name he called that storm, peace. Then he told it what he wanted it to do. He said, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. Praise the living God. When are we going to start using the power like Jesus does? And when we study the Lord and when we walk with him hand in hand, day by day, he'll show us, amen, we have power over things we never knew we did.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply following him and doing it like he does it. And you'll see, praise the living God, that there's a whole lot of things you're doing you don't have to. And there are a whole lot of things that we need to be doing that we shall be doing. Give God time and give God praise.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Cooper. We'll be back next Sunday, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, and 1 in the middle. And just remember, you're never left alone. God will always be with you.
Never leave you alone. The lion's den.
Oh, no, you never left alone.
I heard the Lord God Almighty tamed that lion and made him become Daniel's closest friend.
Oh, no, he was never left alone.
What I'm trying to tell you,
never
he'll never leave you alone.
Never,
never, never. I heard the Lord spit down on the ground and wrote, he without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Oh no, he was never left alone.
on your behalf, y'all. Oh!